From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Let's start today in Michigan's 13th congressional district. This is Detroit and surrounding cities. It is where Democrat Rashida Tlaib is running in November's election. But now, surprise, it has been confirmed that Detroit City Council President Brenda Jones, also a Democrat, is going to run in the election as a write-in candidate, as an independent. This is after Jones lost to Tlaib in the August primary. But what makes this even more interesting, Jones won a special election in August to finish out the final 2 months of longtime Congressman John Conyers' term because he resigned. Jonathan Kinlock is chair of the 13th District Democratic Party. Jonathan, what is going on?
Oh, boy, I've been asking myself and many others in the 13th District have been asking ourselves that since we heard the news that Brenda Jones had decided to run against as an independent against Rashida Tlaib while she's on that same ballot herself as a Democrat for the unexpired term. So it's just crazy.
So explain what happened. Like, I guess I sort of thought, okay, Rashida's, you know, we were all sort of going, there's not a Republican opponent in the 13th. There's a couple of independent candidates. So it's sort of like, oh, well, this is going to be the next Congresswoman. What made any idea Brenda Jones decide to jump in?
The fact is that Rashida Tlaib will be the next congressperson for the full term. It doesn't make any sense on the surface. Just using conventional wisdom, it makes no sense for her to actually be running as a write-in candidate, also running as an independent against the Democratic nominee. On the surface, it makes no sense. But I did receive a call this morning where someone said that she was actually filing her affidavit as a candidate, as a write-in, I should say, so that she could find out on election night how many individuals actually wrote her name in, because votes cannot be tabulated unless an affidavit is actually filed with the county clerk.
T.J. Buchholz, who's Rashida Tlaib's campaign spokesperson, posted on Twitter on Monday, quote, successful congressional write-in campaigns generally require three things, money, time, and work ethic. If you can't check at least two of those three boxes, don't attempt it.
And that's the truth. That is absolutely the truth. But for some reason, Brenda Jones has decided that she's going to run as a write-in in a race that everybody, you know, who has been working and engaged in this whole political process clearly knows that she doesn't have a real chance in 7 to 6 days to actually win an election as a write-in candidate. It's just amazing the direction that she was chosen a week out. So I don't understand. I have not spoken with her. It makes no sense. But like you said, it's definitely fodder for the political wonks.
Let's say it truthfully, the 13th Congressional District has not been one without these kind of crazy stories, it feels like, here and there.
Well, listen, we've been topsy-turvy with news stories, with resignations and all sorts of stuff in the 13th District, especially over these past 12 months. You know, you just add it to the list of giggles, I should say.
Yeah, well, so I guess my question is, I mean, Brenda Jones has name ID, though, right? I mean, she is the city council president. She won this term in August. There's still some debate of whether she'll take it because whether she can be seated as a congresswoman for this short term and also stay as a city council president. But she's got name ID. What's your feeling when you talk to Democrats in the 13th in Detroit and these cities around? I mean, is there a possibility that folks might go, you know, yeah.
Name ID matters when your name is on the ballot. She is going to be a write-in candidate who basically announced 7 days out that she's running as a write-in candidate. We love to believe, as you know, when we're on these radio shows and quoted in a paper, that the whole world is listening and paying attention. But that is not the case. Most voters are not going to hear that she's a write-in candidate. You have to take into account the fact that a large number of absentee ballots have already been cast, sealed in envelopes, and mailed back to the city clerks. I don't think there's going to be a major education move or any resources that's going to come Brenda Jones' way to make her campaign as a write-in for U.S. Congress a viable one.
Former President Barack Obama was at Cass Tech on Friday trying to push for voter turnout in the city. What are things looking like? You must be hearing things, absentee ballots and things like that in Wayne County. What are you predicting?
I'm predicting that Democrats will turn out and Democrats will win up and down the ballot. This blue wave is real, but also I see on the ground where you have not only the Democratic Party, but you have a number of organizations who have been engaged in this election to push towards a larger voter turnout. So you have a lot of folks, boots on the ground, a lot of activity taking place in Wayne County and specifically in the city of Detroit. So I do absolutely feel that there's going to be a sense of urgency by the voters in casting their ballots. So I definitely agree that we're going to have a successful next Tuesday.
In fact, I'm looking at the numbers now compared to 2014, where there were 112,000 absentee ballot requests. As of now, or last week, I should say, 168,000. So we are seeing an increase there in Wayne County.
Yes, we're seeing an increase in Wayne County, and I'm hearing a lot of excitement this year regarding these candidates, and more so folks want their voices to be heard. So a lot of people, I believe, are going to turn out on Election Day and cast their ballot. So President Obama coming last Friday was added plus, not to mention that you had, which was very interesting, on Friday at that same rally, you had Brenda Jones and Rashida Tlaib on the same stage and was talking about unity, unity, unity. And then now look at us talking today about what's going on in that race. So that's pretty interesting. And so you never know what's around the corner.
Jonathan Kinlock is chair of the 13th District Democratic Party. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for inviting me.